Hello and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. This is episode 391. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis. Thank you so much for joining me here on the blogcast. Especially for this one. This one is about indifference. So the fact that you are here suggests that you are not indifferent, and I thank you. If you've never been here before, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me, especially today. What's going to happen is I'm going to say a couple more things, then I'm going to read you the blog, and then I'm going to sing you a song. And that is how it goes. It means a lot to me that you are here. And now I will read this blog to you. It is called It's the Indifference That Will Get You. There's not nearly as much criticism as I expected in this artist's life. When I got started, I really thought people would be lining up to tell me what was wrong with my work all the time. I think it's what a lot of people are afraid of when it comes to sharing their creations. What are people going to say? I know now that the thing people are most likely going to say is nothing. I want to be clear that I'm not asking for criticism. Sometimes nothing is better than whatever catty thing someone wants to tell you. I am not complaining about not receiving insults to my work. But what I was not prepared for and continue to be floored by is the extraordinary indifference to it. It feels like I come out on stage in my elaborate costume that I spent weeks making out of found objects, and I expect some applause. I've just made a grand entrance! But not only do I not get applause or boos, the crowd doesn't even stop talking. So I stand there, awkwardly, in my egg carton gown, trying to work out what I should do. No one is particularly interested in me or this costume or the incredible character development I did for this moment. I try a little dance. I sing a little song. I try everything I can think of. And maybe one person in the back starts to get it, which is great. But then the hour we paid for in this theater is up, and I've got to get off the stage. Most of my creative life feels like this these days. And partly that's because I'm mostly in online spaces where the rewards are slow and fewer. But even when I do stuff live and in person, it is very challenging to get an audience in. And there is no indifference quite like the indifference of a bunch of empty seats. No one ever tells me they think my work is shit. I haven't had a bad review since The Scotsman tore my clown show to pieces at the Edinburgh Fringe. I believe the reviewer called me, or the show, a dead frog on the road. Or maybe a dead toad on the road, if they were going for a rhyme. But at least that reviewer from The Scotsman showed up. She was literally the only one at that show. Our team ran around the building begging anyone they could find to come in and watch it with the reviewer. I think they found one additional audience member for that show. Anyway, I'd almost prefer having a house full of clones of that mean lady from The Scotsman than the indifference I run up against almost every time I do something. At least the dead frog lady sat there and endured me, even if she hated it. It's like, criticism looms large. Of course I still remember being called a dead frog or a toad, even though it was over 15 years ago. But while it hurt, that dead frog business did fire me up. I became very determined to show her she was wrong. There's something to push against with criticism. Indifference gives you absolutely nothing. It hurts too, but in a deflating way. It's not sharp. Just makes you want to lie down in the road like a frog and never make anything again. In a digital space, it's just a moment to be endured. When I launched the second season of The Dragoning a couple of years ago, after building up the release for weeks, it had zero listens for over a day and a half. It felt like birthing a baby after 9 months of growing it and discovering it was just a handful of lint. All that pushing for a handful of lint? It was very disappointing. But a year later, we'd gone to 21 in the charts in Russia, 27 in Sweden, and 85 here in the US and also New Zealand. So the initial indifference starts to fade if you have something that continues to grow. But not everything does, particularly not the live performing arts. And it doesn't necessarily help the next time you present your work to the world and find that there is no response. The effect is worse when the project is big and you put in a lot of time and effort. At this point, almost everyone knows what it's like to put up a pithy little post on social media and have it go nowhere. Or to have it blow up. It's just a little thought you had, and you put it up, and depending on which way the algorithm is blowing, you will get a response or not. Your little remark can live or die based on who the algorithm shows it to and when. The thing is, things like an audio drama that take months of work and over a dozen people to come to fruition show up on that same landscape. The way the internet flattens everything, a tweet is equivalent to a whole show. And tweets often do better than whole shows. If we were doing things for rewards, it makes no sense to create anything that takes any serious labor. It is easier to tweet than to write and record a song. And a lot more people will read your tweet than listen to your song or your podcast or watch your movie or come to your play or dance or any of it. People are not only more likely to read your tweet than engage with your art, they would generally rather like your tweet than engage with your art. Sometimes I can feel people praying I will not compel them to deal with my art. There's an undercurrent of, please don't make me read your blog, or listen to your music, or listen to your podcast, or watch your video, or whatever it is. And those of us who are stubborn just go on and make things anyway, hoping to contribute something to the world, to express something we feel is important, or just continue to make art, even though no one is asking for it, and some are actively hoping we won't make them look at it. We make it anyway. And then, inevitably, that art is met with indifference. No one calls us dead frogs in the road, but still, we feel like a dead frog in the road because no one even came out to look at us. In my experience, most people express a gladness that I continue to create. But, with some very notable exceptions, thank you, they just aren't that interested in the creations. I have people I feel this way about too, so I understand it. It just feels lousy. It makes it hard to motivate making anything more complex than a tweet. And the thing of it is, I think we really need art that is more complex than a tweet. I think this is really damn important. It doesn't have to be my work that you engage with, but please engage with someone's art, especially the indie ones who are getting so little positive feedback. Go see someone something. Find something nice to say about it, even if you hate it. Or don't, and just go. I had a friend come see a show recently, and they said, it was so... And they just trailed off. That was all. I know they did not like it. That's okay. They came. They weren't indifferent to me or my work. They didn't call me a dead frog in the road. I actually call that a win. So the picture that I found for this one is this adorable grumpy toad Looks like he's sitting on a sidewalk, not a road. But still, it's very cute. If you don't see that in your podcast app, you can go to artiststruggle.wordpress.com and you'll find it connected to this blog. This post was inspired by the very discouraging numbers when I first launched the new audio drama, which is called The Defense. Please check it out if you're interested. We got like no numbers. You know, it's partly like you try and build it up because that's a thing you can market. You could be like, we launch. I can't remember what the date was. February 8th, I believe it was. We launch February 8th. Everybody get ready. And of course, nobody treats podcasts like that. Nobody's like sitting on the edge of their seat going like, gosh, I can't wait for it to be February 8th so I can hear that podcast. Like, no one's doing that. They're like listening to it when they can, when it's on their, when they're like on their phone looking for something to listen to. It happens later. There's a delay. And I understand. But the first like 48 hours, just brutal. And I think it's different for like a show like The Defense or The Dragoning, in that like it just doesn't have, this show has a weekly experience, right? Where people are like, oh, it's Monday, I can listen to Songs for the Struggling Artist. And thank you if that is your response. Thank you, and thank you again. But even this show, I don't get a lot of listens in the first week of a show's release. It's usually somewhere between 13 and 31 at this point. And 31 is like, ooh, that one did well. But they build up. And at the moment, we are approaching, is this right? I think there are like 20,500 listens on this thing. So it adds up. And there are episodes that, you know, have hundreds of listens. And some of them just have a few. So anyway, all I'm saying is if you're not used to it, it can be really hard and discouraging. But we don't let it keep us down, do we? No, we don't. We still make things even though it's hard. Anyway, so what song am I going to play for you? Well, I did a search for Indifference, and guess what? Bob Geldof wrote a song called The Great Song of Indifference. It's not exactly about art, but it, you know, still perfect. I was not really familiar with Bob Geldof's music. I really just knew him as the guy who organized Band-Aid and then helped with the We Are the World situation. And I think Live Aid also. He's like, I knew he was a musician, but I didn't think of him as a musician. And I'd never sought out his work before. But this song is enjoyable. And it has a kind of a Bob Dylan flavor, maybe that just because they're both named Bob. I don't know. No, I don't think that's it. Anyway, I will play for you The Great Song of Indifference very shortly. But meanwhile, thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast, please tell someone about it. Like, review, subscribe in your podcast app, or maybe somebody else's. What the heck? You know, grab hold of somebody else's account and just like go crazy with reviews. Five stars. I love this podcast. 5 stars. Or you could, if you felt like contributing with money, patreon.com/EmilyRDavis is the like hot spot, but there's also Ko-fi, there's PayPal. I have a Substack if you prefer to use that platform. If there's another platform you would rather support me on, please let me know what it is. I will get on it. And thank you. And again, thank you for listening. It is a great sign of lack of indifference, and it means a lot to me. So without any further ado, I give to you Bob Geldof's The Great Song of Indifference. Hey. I don't mind if you
you go. I don't mind if you take it slow. I don't mind you say yes or no. I don't mind at all. I don't care if you live or die. Couldn't care less if you laugh or cry. I don't mind if you crash or fly. I don't mind at all. I don't mind if you come or go. I don't mind if you say no. Couldn't care less, baby, let it flow. Cause I don't mind at all.
Na 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 na